Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Terrell for CCR to House Bill 2250.
CCR to House Bill 2250 by Terrell of the House and Sykes of the Senate, an act relating to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs Control.
Representative Terry, you're recognized to explain the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 2250 is the Bureau of Narcotics Omnibus Bill. Move adoption. Be happy to take any questions.
Members, you heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Representative Terrell. Does this have a fee increase?
This bill has what's called a wire transmitter fee. It might be better described as a remittance fee for monies that are sent out of the country that are consistent with money laundering transactions.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Thank you, Representative Terrell. I think I may like that, but you're saying it's a fee. It's almost like a fine.
Yeah, let me explain that real quickly, that if you transmit money, it's essentially a remittance of drug proceeds. If you remit it out of country, and Representative Reynolds, the part that you're missing there is not the fee part, but the credit part of it, which is if you file a tax return with a valid Social Security number or taxpayer identification number, you immediately get the $5 back. So it essentially becomes a pure remittance fee.
Representative Key for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Terrell, on page 13 at the top there, Section E, it says director may enter into contracts with agencies, private, public institutions, et cetera, to conduct research, demonstrations, or special projects which bear directly on misuse and abuse of control substances. Then it goes on and says more about how that might be conducted. Can you tell us what is being done there or what might be done?
Are we on House Bill 2250, Representative Key?
2250, page 13, at the top of the page, Section E.
Section E, that's current law, Representative Key.
I'm aware of that. Can you tell us what kinds of things the agency has done in regards to that?
It's current law. This bill does not change what is current law there, so I can't address your question.
Representative Rich, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, on page 14, I believe it is, in section I, it says the director is authorized to accept gifts, bequests, devices, contributions, and grants, public or private, so on and so forth.
It's current law, Representative Ritz.
I understand, but can you explain that?
I assume that they have a Bureau of Narcotics agent who retires or does something special while they're in the line of service to give them some sort of accommodation. I know that some law enforcement agencies permit their officers to keep their weapons or their badges. I suspect that may be something they're shaking their head upstairs, so that must be right.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Well, just clarify, it says the director is authorized to accept gifts.
Representative Ritz, again, you're talking about a section of current law. I don't know who the director is accepting gifts from. I'm not sure why we're fixating on something that is currently in the law. This bill doesn't affect that one way or the other.
Follow-up members, I caution you, keep your questions on the bill, please.
I understand that, but what gifts does the director accept?
The answer is that it authorizes the Bureau of Narcotics to accept donations of any kind from anybody.
See no further questions. Representative Terrell moves adoption of CCR to House Bill 2250. Will there be debate? See no debate. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. The ayes have it. CCR is adopted 4-3 in the bill.
House Bill 2250 by Terrell of the House and Sykes of the Senate, an act relating to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs Control.
Representative Terrell moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? See no debate. The question for the House, shall the bill pass? The clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Walker votes aye. Representative Roan votes aye. Representative McMullen votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Representative Arms votes aye. Representative Pruitt votes. Excuse me, Representative Hoskins votes aye. Representative Bands, Cootie, Reynolds, Kern, Miller, Jones, McDaniel, Hobson, Gorman, Buck, McPeak, Morse, Kiesel, Morissette, Bailey, you care to vote? Representative Cootie votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative Gorman votes aye. Representative Jones votes aye. Representative Bands, Nelson, Buck, do you care to vote? Chair is prepared and closed. Members wishing to vote or change your vote. Representative Nelson votes aye. Chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
98 aye, 2 nay.
Having received the majority vote of those elected and constituted the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Terrell now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
98 aye, 2 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected and constituted the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.